Jason Goodman was sharing off the air about some nightmares he's had just this week. And then Katie was shared with me. She had a nightmare this week and involves one member of the show. And so they normally don't, like most of us, remember their dreams. But apparently the dreams are vivid.
Katie's dream. I know she's probably thinking about me in her dream again like she did that one time in the bathroom stall.
No, I need you to go first.
Okay.
Need you to go first.
I've been taking this medication that kind of helps you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you asleep. It's also like a mood stabilizer because I need that because of Katie's torment every day.
Don't you dare blame any of that on me.
And part of one of the side effects, and I didn't realize this, is that you can have vivid dreams. When you're talking about vivid dreams, these are so vivid that it's just wild. And you dream about anything. And sometimes you feel more exhausted because it was so active sleeping in your dream that you're exhausted from your dream.
I thought that was very odd that you said that was one of the side effects. Because I'm like, a medicine that helps you sleep, but you feel tired when you wake up.
And gives you nightmares.
Yeah.
It's a smaller percentage of people, but it depends on how much you're taking of it. And they actually make medicine to stop. Did you know they have medicine so you don't have vivid dreams and you don't have nightmares?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I'm like, I'm going to take another one. And I've been having them every night. And one of the ones that I woke up to, you know how you don't remember a lot of time? Like every night I was like, oh my God, and then wake up, you're tired and grumpy, and then you go in the shower and then you kind of forget.
You just
forget.
Yeah, you can't remember. And real quick, if you have young kids in the car, because I know one of the dreams that, and I don't know both of them, one of them, you might want to turn down the radio. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so for some reason, we were at my parents' house that we owned and we lived in Rhode Island. Who knows?
How dreams work.
It's like, what the hell is this? And then the dream is like normal. Oh, yeah, I live here.
Yeah.
And so we're just doing our thing, and it was later at night, but like daylight, like maybe like 8 o'clock at night, and somebody knocked on the back door, and just some dude standing out there. He had like a little ponytail, and I thought it was a maintenance person, and I'm like, yes? And he goes, yeah, I'm here to rape your wife.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, excuse me? Yes, I'm here to rape your wife. But not like he busted into it, broke in, and it was a struggle. He's knocking on the door saying that to
me. And announcing it.
So I start panicking everything and everything else, and I try to use my phone to call 911. And, of course, 911, it's not working. There's no signal in the house for some reason, which is ironic because there is in Rhode Island, but there's not a good one at my house. But don't worry, I have backup everywhere. And so I'm trying to call 911. They're not answering. I can't get the phone to come through. Now he's pounding louder saying, it's time to get raped.
Oh, right? Jason, this is terrible.
I know. That's what I'm saying. These are the dreams I'm having.
Yeah.
And I can't get it, so I'm running to get the gun. I'm running, and I'm like, Carol, I got to get the gun. Hide. And I get the gun out of the safe. And then he busts in. He's already in the house. And I'm shooting, and the gun gets completely jammed.
Oh, my
gosh. And I cannot get the gun unjammed at all.
Oh.
So he turns and pulls out his gun and just shoots at me 11 times, point blank. But he missed somehow every time. He missed sometime every time. So I see 911, and I text them saying, you need to come here. We have a intruder.
Mm-hmm.
But how would they know where I am? Maybe they could track the phone. And they text back saying, okay, we're on the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So finally I get the gun unjammed, and I bam, 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 and I shoot him a bunch of times, and he's laying on the ground. And I'm like, all right, Carol, where are you? Carol's just non-existent, though. I can't find her.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I finally get a hold of 911, and then I see the guy slowly kind of getting
up.
And I'm asking 911, is it okay if I keep shooting him while he's barely on the ground?
Yeah.
And I was like, they were like, yes. I'm like, bam, 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 bam. And then I woke up.
Peaceful.
Yeah, nice.
So peaceful.
Feeling rested.
I mean, these dreams are extreme.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, that would make, for like a good horror scene.
Maybe that's like, you're watching Summer House at night, so I don't know what.
I don't know.
What would lead to it?
The medicine.
But it's not like, a nightmare is one thing, but it's just an odd way. This is happening.
And the fact that you remember so clearly.
Yeah, you don't usually remember dreams. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about.
I guess maybe just a side effect of this medication, but...
No, but isn't there a root to all dreams? Like, we had a dream doctor or something on, and there's always some kind of relatable thing to your dream that may make sense.
Well, you think that it means one thing.
Yeah.
But if you are dreaming you're falling, it means something. And then if you dream of murder, you think, I want to kill everybody, but really it means... something else, but I don't know.
I think it means I'm a romantic.
Oh yeah, of course.
You're trying
to save her life.
Yes,
it sounds like
I put it in AI, and it's giving me hotlines for sexual abuse. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Well, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it could say you feel powerless in your life,
probably.
Mm-hmm. as one interpretation.
Mostly because of Katie.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I have nothing to do with your life. Nothing.
And then you had a dream about Landon, then Katie's going to share her dream.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Landon dream was very upsetting, too, because he's my son. And, you know, I woke up chasing him around the house with a knife, and I was stabbing him.
Jason. Okay, there's a theme.
And
there's
I couldn't theme. Stop stabbing.
There's like, a
I was,
theme.
I was trying to hold my left hand from my right hand to keep stabbing, because I'm like, well, maybe if I stop now, he'll still live. Uh-huh. And I kept stabbing.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's relatable, because it's so frustrating every single day. It makes the house a complete mess no matter what we say, nonstop. Maybe that's what it is.
I think that one is probably spot on.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's like you're 100% you're frustrated at home that, yes, he's home and making.
Just for a disclaimer, I want to say, Landon, I don't plan to stab you, and I never thought about it.
Landon, he loves you so much. He loves you.
So, real quick, this says these dreams about violence with your family doesn't mean you want those things to happen. Sometimes they say if there's a life transition, stabbing or harming a college-age son can be anxiety about their independence.
That makes sense.
He's not independent. He's dependent.
Well, but. At some point, he's going to be independent.
It says conscious feelings of losing control or severing the old relationship dynamic. This one is more likely. Suppress stress or anger.
I think it's a combo for you, Jason.
Violence in dreams is a manifestation of bottled up stress, resentment, or feeling overwhelmed by responsibilities rather than actual malice toward the person in the dream.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think the independent seems like the complete opposite. I feel like he's always going to be dependent.
Well, but maybe that does maybe that's translating into you're feeling stressed that burden is the word that I'm thinking, but it's, I don't mean it in a negative way, but like the stress of financially supporting someone, maybe you feel like you're losing control because he's older now and makes his own decisions. That's life. I mean, I get it though.
I will tell you, as far as the rape one, I think that's possibly, this is what I tied it into. I think I'm trying to be like a protector of my family.
Yeah.
And I don't have control over that. I can't protect them. And
At all times.
I can't do anything.
God, if that ain't parenthood summed up.
It really is.
Where you like want, you try to do the right things. You try to control, you try to have all the things and you have no control.
No.
You really don't.
Very little.
By the way, I said the rape one. If you're just joining us now, it wasn't me. It was a person outside pleasantly knocking on the door, then saying, I'm here to rape your wife.
And it was a dream.
In your dream.
In a dream. Not just somebody in the area.
Let's call it a nightmare.
A nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.